Here's what's going on in the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Wednesday. The offseason has begun and a busy time in baseball. Padres beginning the offseason with a 40-man roster that's full and rumors they're willing to trade some pitching to go get bats. One report has Atlanta expressing interest in pitcher Andrew Cashner, who is 5-7 with a 2.55 ERA, but has dropped hints he won't sign an extension in San Diego. The Padres, if they were to move Cashner, have interest in outfielder Jason Hayward, hit 271 with 11 home runs, but he's been up and down the last couple of years. Second rumor has the Padres shopping troubled shortstop Everett Cabrera, who hit 234, Oakland amongst those interested in him. The second arrest on that marijuana charge has turned people in the organization off. Others who might be on the trade block, 235 hitting outfielder Cameron Maben, who may have run out of chances. The best rumor is San Diego's expressing interest in Washington Nationals free agent first baseman Adam LaRoche at 259 with 25 homers and earned $13 million last season, but the Nats did not pick up the $15 million option in his contract. This would allow the Padres, if they were to sign LaRoche, to move Yonder Alonso to third base or left field where he played in Cincinnati. And, of course, the Padres remain interested in Cuban free agent Yasmani Torres, but the Phillies, Dodgers, and Red Sox are interested in him. A busy afternoon and evening last night at Dodger Stadium. Huge moves in their front office. They're hiring Farhan Zaidi as general manager. He was the vice president of operations and the right-hand man to Billy Beane with the Oakland Athletics. The Dodgers are offering Josh Burns, the ex-Padres general manager, the director of scouting position, and they've been given permission to talk to two Padres scouts, Billy Gasparini and Jeff Pickler. Meanwhile, they open free agency with just 36 men on the roster. That means they could move quickly to sign players. Dodgers attempting to get Hanley Ramirez to consider a multi-year contract. Yesterday, they offered him the $15.3 million qualifying offer. Look for Los Angeles to also alleviate the outfield jam by attempting to deal their fourth outfielder, Andre Ethier, to acquire a veteran pitcher. Meanwhile, the Angels, with a stacked payroll plus the emergence of pitchers Garrett Richards and Matt Shoemaker, have lessened their needs in the offseason. Rumors persist, though, they may shop veteran infielder Howie Kendrick for a pitcher, possibly a mid-level starter. Angels made a surprise move, signing 20-year-old Cuban outfielder Roberto Baldoquin to an $8 million package, though he's not ready for Major League Baseball. Elsewhere in baseball free agency, Pablo Sandoval has rejected the Giants' $15.3 qualifying offer. He's testing the free agent market. The Red Sox held a private workout for Cuban outfielder Yasmani Torres at their Dominican Academy. He, of course, hit 412 in the World Baseball Classic. Reports out of New York, the Yankees will not bid on Max Scherzer, the Tiger ace, not willing to go for 8 years, $200 million. The Cubs reportedly are now prepared to offer John Lester, the Oakland left-hander, 7 years, $100 million, and are also simultaneously preparing an offer for Pirates catcher Russell Martin. The Phillies are prepared to offer a free agent contract to Brandon Morrow of Toronto. Arizona's open contract talks with ex-Dodger free agent pitcher Chad Billingsley, and the Cardinals seeking a left-hander in the running for Joe Thatcher of the Angels and Orioles young reliever Andrew Miller. Meanwhile, the Phillies reportedly have shopped first baseman Ryan Howard. He's 35 years of age, is owed $25 million, $25 million, and a $10 million buyout on the final 3 years of his contract. The Phillies want a mid-level pitcher for him. Diamondbacks are shopping catcher Miguel Montero, White Sox and Rangers interested, and the Red Sox reportedly are talking about a Yanis Cespedes trade. He's got 1 year left on his contract. The Miami Marlins evidently very interested. Royals have picked up the $7 million option on pitcher Wade Davis. Brewers reach agreement on an option to keep Aramis Ramirez, the third baseman. He'll get a $14 million contract for the coming season. White Sox have signed free agent outfielder J.B. Schuck, who is in the Angels system. Houston has picked up Diamondbacks pitcher Will Harris. The Dodgers have lost pitcher Scott Elbert. He's opted for free agency. Surprise story out of Wrigley Field. New Cubs manager Joe Maddon wants to talk to Rick Renteria about staying on his staff just days after he was fired by Theo Epstein. The Twins, though, want Renteria to talk to them about becoming the bench coach for Paul Molitor. Astros have hired Alan Zinter as assistant hitting coach. Cardinals have elevated David Bell to become their bench coach. Rockies have hired Royals front office executive Steve Foster to be their hitting coach, and Darren Holmes of the Atlanta Braves to be their bullpen coach. And the Indians have given Terry Francona a contract extension through 2018. NFL football, the Chargers are back on the practice field today, but they don't feel good about themselves. Veteran center Nick Hardwick on the injured reserve list says the team is at rock bottom with three straight losses. Chargers considering making some moves. Donald Butler may be reduced to a first and second down linebacker and pulled out on third passing downs. They're also considering moving Rashard Matthews into the starting nose tackle position in place of Sean Lissamore. Today's a big day in New York. Baltimore Ravens suspended running back Ray Rice arbitration hearing beginning today, seeking reinstatement under a CBA rule that a player cannot be penalized twice for the same infraction. Rice is not only seeking reinstatement, but he wants now his full salary from the games he missed after he was suspended by the Ravens. Minnesota Vikings running back Adrian Peterson has plea bargained down the felony child abuse case to a misdemeanor. He's been fined $4,000, ordered 80 hours of community service work, and placed on 2 years probation. He now likely will seek reinstatement to finish the season. Carolina Panthers coach Ron Rivera says the NFL should reinstate defensive end Greg Hardy because his domestic abuse trial has now been postponed till January of 2015. Tony Romo joined the Dallas Cowboys in London, England yesterday. Ailing back is improving, though he did not practice on Tuesday. On the injury front, Giants have lost another defensive back, Prince Amur Kamara. Torn bicep, will miss the rest of the season. Eagles quarterback Nick Foles is going to miss at least 6 weeks, if not longer, with that cracked collarbone. Steelers have lost Troy Polamalu, their safety, for this weekend's game, out with a strained knee. Houston cornerback Kareem Jackson will be gone a month with a sprained knee. Good news for the Ravens, activating Terrence Cody, the defensive tackle from the PUP list. Colts have activated safety Laron Landry. He had been suspended for a month because of PED violations. Packers have given up on former first-round draft pick offensive tackle Derek Sherrard. They've released him. He had three injury-riddled seasons there. Eagles have signed Kenyon Barner, the running back kick returner. He played for Chip Kelly at Oregon. And the Redskins, in a surprise, have worked out quarterback Terrell Pryor, the ex-Raider. NBA basketball, the Lakers played their guts out but lost to the Phoenix Suns last night, 112-106. Phoenix shot 48%, Lakers just 39%. Suns guard Isaiah Thomas had 22 points and running mate Gerald Green added 26. Kobe Bryant was amazing, 39 points in 44 minutes, but he couldn't do it by himself. Lakers go to 0-5 on the season. Miami finally got beat, lost to Houston in a battle of the unbeatens. Rockets battered the Heat by 17 on Miami's floor. Rockets go to 5-0 on the season. Cleveland got beat on the road, losing badly to the Portland Trail Blazers. Blazers' Damian Lillard with 27. LeBron James just 4 of 12 shooting, held to 11 points. And Toronto knocked out Oklahoma City. The Thunder without Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, they fall to 1-4 on the season. NBA basketball tonight, the Clippers 3-1 play in Oakland. Golden State is 3-0 on the season. In hockey, Trevor Lewis scores a shorthanded goal. The Kings finally win on the road, snapping a four-game losing streak. L.A. wins in Dallas. Vancouver won last night. They go to 9-4. Penguins won last night. They're now 9-2-1. Tough setback for the Ducks. Bad news. Goaltender John Gibson will be out at least 6 weeks with a major groin injury. Ducks on the ice tonight at 10-3. They host the New York Islanders. In auto racing and Formula One, FIA is facing a major problem. Three more teams, Lotus, Sauber, and Force India, are threatening to cease operations over lack of spending caps on the big teams and profit-sharing problems. Last week, two of the teams shut down before the U.S. Grand Prix. And in South Africa, prosecutors in the Oscar Pistorius case are appealing the light 5-year prison sentence and the fact Pistorius could be released after just 10 months in prison despite his conviction on negligent homicide. They've taken the judge's decision and filed a brief with the South African Supreme Court. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Wednesday.